Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 71, that's 7-1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to single digit 6, that's 6. And those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future, meaning that long-haul propagation on multi-hop paths on frequencies above about 11 megahertz during darkness and or darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. We're still moving through the final phase of solar cycle or sunspot cycle number 24, and this is not expected to conclude until early. This is a summary of principal signal occupancy in the 9 MHz band noted recently here in Melbourne, just after the winter solstice, across the time span 0100 to 0200. The solar noon was at 0215, that's 0215. At this time, the sun's maximum elevation here in Melbourne was at 28.8 degrees. Many good signals from Central Asia via short path. At 0100, 9370, Radio Free Asia, from the Dushanbe relay station in Tajikistan in Tibetan. 9410, the BBC from the Tashkent relay station in Uzbekistan with its English program. 9470, China Radio International from Kashi in English, from China of course. 9490, Radio Republica, broadcasting from the relay station at Issedun in France in Spanish. 9510, another frequency for the BBC Tashkent in Uzbekistan, this time in the Hindi program. And 9550, Radio Havana, Cuba in Spanish. 9570, China Radio International in Zurich from Albania in English. And 9590, China Radio International from Beijing in China in Spanish. 9730, Radio Romania International, also with Spanish to the Americas. 9735, The Voice of Turkey in English, and the same station on 9770 with Spanish to the Americas. And another frequency for Radio Romania International in Romanian, 9790. From 0200 onwards, various signals noted in the 31 metre band. 9615, BBC from the Yerevan relay in Armenia in Pashto. 9635, The Voice of Vietnam, the domestic service in Vietnamese. 9675, China Radio International from Kashi in China with English. And 9750, the United Arab Emirates, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station from the Dabaya Relay Station in Urdu. 9810, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. 9835, Malaysia Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, broadcasting the domestic service. 9865 or India Radio with the national program, and The Voice of Turkey on 9870 in Spanish, 9890 the BBC from the Singapore relay station at Kranji in Bengali, and 9925 a station calling itself the Mighty KBC, broadcasting from the relay station at Nauen in Germany, with pop music programs in English. So quite good reception here in Melbourne in the 9 MHz band just after the winter solstice. Across the time span 0100 to 0200, and we note that the solar noon occurred at 0215 on that day, and at this time the sun's maximum elevation was at 28.8 degrees, with many good signals from Central Asia short path and the Middle East and Africa and Europe via long path. Here are some items from the Bulgarian SWL DX newsletter published from Sofia concerning reception of various stations in Eastern Europe. South Korea, the Korean Broadcasting System World Radio, noted at 1300 to 1400 on 9645 to Central Asia in Russian. Antenna 304 degrees 304, and the transmitter 100 kilowatts, and also between 1400 and 1700 on 9785 to Southern Asia in English. Transmitter power 250 kilowatts, and the antenna 264 degrees. Radio Veritas Asia noted in Bulgaria 1430 to 1457, the stations in the Philippines, and frequency 9610 to Southern Asia in Urdu. Transmitter power 250 kilowatts, 250, and the antenna 300 degrees. And also from 1500 to 1557 on 11675 to the Near and Middle East, with broadcasts in Filipino, 300 degrees antenna azimuth and 250 kilowatts. Note that as from June 30, Radio Veritas Asia closes all of its shortwave services. Sri Lanka, good signal noted in Eastern Europe of Far East Broadcasting Association radio via the Trincomalee relay station. Frequency 11580 between 1315 and 1345 to Southern Asia in Telugu and English. Transmitter power 125 kilowatts, and the antenna and azimuth 345 degrees. Test transmission from the broadcasting station unknown location by the Babcock transmitting facility, 9955, heard until around 10:45 with weak signals in Europe. And WRNO, the American station, USA, heard in Europe in English on 7505 from 0500 in East in English to Eastern North America. And frequency change for the Voice of America Learning English segments from Udorn, Thailand. 1130 to 1200 is the time period. The frequencies 12030, replacing 12020 to Southeast Asia, 250 kilowatts, 304 degrees, 15715. Philippines, or Tanang in the Philippines, to Southeast Asia, 250 kilowatts, and 17790 also from the Philippines, 250 kilowatts in English. Frequency change noted in Europe of the North Korea Reform Radio, a politically based station using brokered relays. 1430 to 1530 on the new frequency of 7580 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan to Northeast Asia in Korean, and that frequency replaces 7590. Transmitter is 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 076 degrees. That information came from the bulletin of the, well, the bulletin known as the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter, which is published from Sofia. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. Thank you.